Celebrate Chinese New Year with the tradition of healthy hot pot. Hot pot, a delicious and social Chinese method of cooking, is a popular winter dish in Asian culture, especially on Lunar New Year's Eve. However, hot pot can be high in calories, cause bloating and indigestion, and even affect your body weight and health. This article cooks up some tips for enjoying hot pot so you can benefit from its nutrients and preserve a healthy body without gaining weight. Eating hot pot has a long history originating from ancient Chinese civilization. On cold winter days, the benefits of eating hot pot include keeping out the cold, warming the stomach, and providing a variety of nutrients. Origin of hot pot. There are many types of modern hot pots, such as stone hot pot, ceramic hot pot, copper hot pot, and stainless steel hot pot. The taste each of them offers is even more complex and diverse. Let us explore the ancient origins of the hot pot tradition. The Ding from the Shang and Zhou dynasties, it is said that the earliest hot pot originated from the Shang and Zhou dynasties. At that time, the Ding was a Chinese cauldron specially used for sacrifices and celebrations. It was a food container used by the noblest, hence the saying, bell ringing for the tripod food. Food was put into a large-size Ding and shared them after cooking. This is probably the origin of hot pot. Shabu shabu of the Qin and Han dynasties, there are written records of Zhua chicken and Zhua pork in the Qianzu of the Muangdui Han tomb. Zhua here means cooking the meat in boiling water for a brief moment. This may be the origin of shabu shabu. The firewood cooking pot of the Eastern Han dynasty, Sima Qian recorded in his Shurji that in ancient times when soldiers had their meals, they had one pot per person. These soldiers ate whatever ingredients that were available out of these pots, which were cooked with firewood under the pots. Yuan Yang pot from the Wei dynasty, during the Three Kingdoms era, the five cooked pot appeared. A copper pot was divided into five compartments, each with different flavors of soup for cooking different foods. It is like the current Yuan Yang pot. Copper pot from the Northern and Southern dynasties. In the Northern and Southern dynasties, copper hot pots appeared. They are said to have had large openings, wide bottoms, thin walls, and be lightweight, making them fast cooking pots. The Song dynasty invented hot pot dipping sauce. The Song dynasty's book Shan Jia Qing Gong records in detail the scene of people boiling meat with dipping sauce and eating hot pot. The Qing emperors loved hot pot. Emperor Qianlong of the Qing dynasty loved hot pot and had once held a 530-person hot pot banquet in the Qianqing Palace to entertain the royal family. When Emperor Jiaqing took the throne later, he once held a banquet for the elderly, in which 1,550 hot pots made of silver, tin, and copper were employed. Hot pot today. Choice of pots and pans. When cooking hot pot today, the choice of the pot and the soup base is very important, as they can affect the taste and influence the caloric and nutritional value. A casserole or a non-stick pot is recommended to lock in the flavor of the ingredients and maintain the temperature of the soup without the need to raise the heat or adding too much fat. Choice of soup base. The choice of soup base is often based on personal preferences and also depends on physical constitution. There are different types of soup bases offering spicy, light, and vegetarian varieties. Since a spicy soup base can warm you up, it's not suitable for people with sensitive stomachs or cardiovascular diseases. A lighter soup base can be refreshing, but just be careful about your sodium intake. Vegetarian soup base can be healthy, but vegetarians should always pay attention to vitamin B12 levels, supplementing as needed. The order of eating. When eating hot pot, pay attention to the order in which you eat the various foods. The general rule could be to start with the foods with less fat, and then go on to those with more fat. This can reduce fat intake and also prevent the soup from becoming too greasy. It is also recommended to eat vegetables, mushrooms, and roots first. Rich in fiber and vitamins, they can increase satiety, promote digestion, and provide water and nutrients. If you want to drink the broth after cooking the vegetables, while it is still light and free from fat, is best. Protein and starch. Protein and starch-rich foods such as meat and noodles are high in calories. Overeating them can be fattening, therefore it is better to eat them after the lighter foods. If controlling your body weight is your goal, avoid drinking too much of the broth after proteins and starches have been cooked, as the broth will, at this point, be greasy and thick with a higher amount of fat and salt. People with gout and poor kidney functionality are particularly not suitable to drink the broth at this point. Choice of sauces. Sauces and side dishes are also indispensable for a complete hot pot regime. Sauces can add flavor to the food, and side dishes can balance the nature and taste of the food. Sauces and side dishes should also be chosen carefully to avoid excessive fat and sodium. It is recommended to choose homemade sauces such as chopped pepper, roast pork sauce, barbecue sauce, etc. These sauces can be prepared according to personal preferences, and the fat and sodium content can be better controlled. If you want to make barbecue sauce, you can choose a vegetarian preparation to reduce the intake of animal fats. If you're using raw eggs, pay attention to the freshness of the eggs to avoid salmonella infection. Pairing of side dishes. When choosing side dishes, you can choose dried pineapples, pickled cucumbers, kimchi, etc. These side dishes can help with digestion and also provide enzymes and probiotics, but they should be eaten in moderation because they also contain sodium and sugar. Acupoint massage before and after meals for enhanced benefits. If you would like to control an excessive appetite before eating hot pot, pressing the hunger acupoint on your ear will help. If you feel discomfort such as flatulence or indigestion after eating hot pot, you can press the Nagwan acupoint on your hands. Hunger acupoint, control appetite. Location of the hunger acupoints. The hunger acupoint is located at the midpoint in front of the tragus. Pressing the hunger acupoints can control appetite and reduce food intake. If you want to lose weight or avoid overeating, you can press these points on your ears with your fingers 15 minutes before eating for 30 seconds until they feel a little sore. Nagwan acupoint, relieves discomfort. Nagwan acupoint. Nagwan point is located on the inner side of the wrist, 2 inches, or about 3 fingers width, above the middle of the palmar and wrist creases, between the two tendons of the wrist. If you feel flatulent or achy after a meal, you can rub the Nagwan acupoints on both wrists with your thumbs for 1 minute or until you feel better. Chinese New Year's Eve, keep your body warm. On Chinese New Year's Eve, many people go outside to watch the fireworks or dine with friends, so keep yourself warm to avoid colds or cardiovascular disease. It is recommended to wear additional clothing, such as scarves and warm jackets, to keep the body warm and protected from chilly winds, especially if you have just finished hot pot in a warm restaurant. Hide three parts. Traditional Chinese medicine believes that the principle of hiding should be followed in winter, which means to protect the important parts of the body from wind and cold, which may affect the functioning of the internal organs. It is particularly important to keep your neck, abdomen, and the soles of your feet warm. Hiding these three parts may help prevent stroke and heart attack. Neck. There are the Feng Qi, Feng Min, and Feng Fu acupoints on the neck. These are the gateways that are most susceptible to chilly air, so the neck needs to be kept warm. This will not only help prevent strokes, but also protect your throat from wind and cold, making you less likely to cough. Abdomen. The abdomen is the source of human energy. Keeping it warm can enhance the digestive function of the spleen and stomach and help prevent heart attack. Soles of the feet. The soles of the feet are the end zones of the body's circulation. They are the farthest away from the heart and are also the places where many acupoints are located. Cold on the soles can cause peripheral vasoconstriction, increase blood pressure, and lead to the risk of heart attack or stroke. The elderly and those with high blood pressure or heart conditions should be even more careful. These people's cardiovascular systems have decreased elasticity, so when coupled with low temperatures, they are more prone to heart attack or stroke. People with such conditions might consider celebrating at home or indoors to protect themselves from wind and cold.